Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, your energy, your radiance. Some of you are a bit wiping the sleep from your eyes if you are in California or Hawaii. Some of you are having a nice day in the afternoon or the evening. So as you understand, that this energy that you are going to experience today will shift the consciousness of the cells within your body. That is why it is very important for you to drink plenty of water and keep that energy flowing. For those of you whom we do not know, we are Adironda. And we bring with us an entire council of beings of light that are here for your benefit. And as we bring that council in, some may come and go. We don't ever announce when anyone's in here or not in here. So just know and understand that you have the same capability with the energy that is coming in today. It is a double-digit day today, you know. 7-2020. Unless you are maybe in Australia. It is 2020. So that is bringing in, and what you are going to do today is hone in to your 2020 vision. What vision would you like to experience this year? What would you indeed like to see happen this year? This power-filled frequency that is indeed coming in is acknowledging the newness and the frequency of you. It is like you are stepping into the rest of your life. You know, dearest beings of light, that everything is shifting. Even the way a channeled message or a divine-loaded, downloaded LinkedIn message comes through. Are you aware of that? So those of you that have been channeling for some time, or those of you that have been connecting with your intuition for some time, understand that in this capacity, take a deep breath, in this capacity, it is coming in differently now. It is coming into that aspect of a new frequency of you. So if you've already done this already, don't think that it's going to be the same, because there was a transformational shift between the double digit, actually, the 7-7, which had the eclipse, and now. So things are moving round about. So even if you were there with us prior to this, know that it's going to be experienced in a little different way. And if you've never experienced this before, it will experience in your new way, in exactly the way that frequency is coming in. You know, the vessel Marilyn listened to a teacher yesterday, Somer Osborne, and Somer is a powerful teacher, and she used a metaphor that the vessel Marilyn actually loved. And we're going to repeat that metaphor for you now. You see, when you were a baby, you could not talk anymore. You could not speak words, and then you could speak words. But the language, the words did not change. You changed. When you were a baby, you could not walk or crawl or locomote about at first, and then you could, because you learned it. You figured out how to balance and how to walk. The walking did not change. It was always there, the constant. But you changed. So that is what is happening today. You are shifting, you are changing, you are accommodating a link that has been floating around in your energy field, maybe for thousands of years, maybe for 2 years, maybe for today, if we tapped you on the shoulder. And in that capacity, you are learning to accommodate your consciousness today to a new way, a frequency that may be new to you if you've done this over and over again. It is a link. And think of it as two things that are linked together. And as those links match each other, then the links are coming in, and that is who you are. We call it the divine link. You see, because the word channel represents so many different things. There's not a great word to describe it any longer in the English language. That is why we use the term link. You are a divine link of spiritual beings that are not in physical form. And you are linking them through your own communication, whether in writing or whether in speaking. You are linking them. And as you are, that energy that is coming through is power-filled energy that is indeed shifting the consciousness of this planet. So take a deep breath on that. In shifting the consciousness of this planet, what is happening is everything first is raising to the surface to be a bit reorganized. So those things that are not in integrity, those things that are challenging, those things that are leaders maybe that are not in integrity, their lack of integrity is being highlighted. So those beings that are in integrity can come in and step together to be the pathway to the new world. Yes, you are a part of that sequence. You are a part of that frequency. Just by being here, you are shifting the conscious frequency in your field, which, if you were with us this weekend, you know is 26 feet across. So as you shift that consciousness in your field, then everyone who bumps into your field is tapped, is activated, is clarified, is understood. So we are very thankful for you and volunteering to be here. This is a very intimate, special group today. So understand that this intimacy, it is like we are in your living room. So if you feel a bit lightheaded or a little out of balance, drink more water, exactly, and anchor your energy and be very present with us. And with that frequency, we are linking your guides, your beings of light that are in your field, directly to you. So you will be able to hear, sense, feel, know, and understand them better. Is that all right? For you see, this world does need a great deal of help. This world does need a great deal of energy right now, right here, in this moment. This moment is the most important moment of the world. You can't see what is happening in the next moment. You simply get the opportunity to trust that all is happening in divine order, and you, as a spiritual being of light, you are a part of that sequence to help the planet and its people to find that place of balance in the slipstream, so then it becomes a bit easier. You see, each of you, take a deep breath. Each of you are first wavers. Are you aware of that? Not everyone who takes this class is a first waver. But each of you who are online with us today is a first waver. What that means is that you are in front of the pack. You are the lead goose that is flying so others can find it more simply. You are the lead plane that lifts the air so others can find that air pathway more simply and easily. So That is why some of you contacted the vessel Marilyn and said, should we take this class again? Well, it is not for her to say, it is for you to say. Ah, you are a first waver. So as you are, you get the opportunity to see how you can indeed be of service in the greatest way possible in your world. That does not mean that all of you have to go on stage and do what the vessel Marilyn and the Joy and do, or the Master Randy Luna, he activates people every day in Branson, Missouri. But what is happening right now, wherever you go now, knowing that you are a first waver, you are activating those people that are around you with your own energy field, whether you are conscious of it or not. So that is important for you to know. You understand what we say? Ah, oh, dearest beings of light, we will be with you all day long. Woo-hoo. We love you so much. We see you. We know you. We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.